everybody's going to make their prediction. It's some John Smoe sitting in his living room right now saying, oh, the Niners are going to win. And then it's some Billy Bob Turner in Wichita, Wyoming, that's saying that the Chiefs are going to win. And everybody's giving their prediction, but nobody knows. At the end of the day, we're going to square off on Sunday and determine who's the winner going to be.
Those are the sage words of 49ers wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders earlier this Super Bowl week. And while I can't speak for the prognostication abilities of John Schmoe or Billy Bob Turner, I can vouch for my guest, former NFL defensive back Dominique Foxworth. Today, ahead of Super Bowl 54, we break down just what to expect when the Chiefs and Niners square off on Sunday. I'm Mina Kimes. It's Thursday, January 30th. This is ESPN Daily, presented by Dell Small Business. We are on Radio Row right now. ESPN Daily is in the back. There are radio stations across America, ESPN shows. Everyone is at their booths interviewing players, analysts, celebrities, stars. And we've got one here with us, Dominique Foxworth.
Radio Row is madness. It always is madness, but it's like 300 people. It gets bigger and it's crazier every year.
Well, speaking of madness, this game, people are having trouble picking the winner, I think, because it truly feels like the two best teams made it to the Super Bowl.
I feel like I'm just going to go with Patrick Mahomes because it's not going to be fun rooting against him. Well, it'll be more fun rooting for him than against him.
Let's start by talking about Patrick Mahomes or the Chiefs offense versus the San Francisco 49ers defense, which is sort of the strength-on-strength matchup in this game, I think. History would favor San Francisco because the recent Super Bowl's elite defenses have come out on top. The 2015 Denver Broncos, the 2013 Seattle Seahawks, we don't need to talk about what happened there later, the 2008 Steelers, the 96 Packers, the list goes on. Typically, offense loses. According to our friends at Stats and Info, the Niners are the seventh team in the last 15 years to make it to the Super Bowl with 55 or more sacks. The other six teams all won, Dominique. We've seen how disruptive this pass rush is. The secondary ranks near the top of the league in stopping deep passes. The linebackers are fast. They can move laterally, which is the Chiefs' specialty with their sweeps and screens. Now, all that said, tell me how the Chiefs' offense can still beat them.
Yeah, I mean, I have never seen the Chiefs' offense actually be stopped in any legitimate way, especially with a healthy Patrick Mahomes, and he is healthy. And that's the difference is when we've seen great defenses lose in the Super Bowl, it's been to all-time great quarterbacks. I think Aaron Rodgers is one of the people who did it. And I think Patrick Mahomes is obviously in that category as far as his talent is concerned.
If you were the Niners' defense, how would you defend Patrick Mahomes and this explosive Chiefs passing attack?
So I think you have to mix it up. That's the best thing you can do. And you also have to understand that you're not going to stop them. They're going to make plays. They're going to score points. But you need to try not to give up big play touchdowns. And don't stress about them getting to the red zone, but play well in the red zone, which the 49ers haven't been doing as of late, which is scary.
It's interesting, right? Yeah, the Niners defense ranks near the top in most statistical categories this year. But you're right. They have been less efficient. They've actually been below average in the red zone. They've struggled to stop the run there, which Chiefs haven't really been running the ball lately. They've also struggled this season against mobile quarterbacks.
Right.
Now, that requires an enormous caveat, which is that Dee Ford, Niners pass rusher,
right,
Quan Alexander, linebacker, missed a lot of games during the regular season. But when you look at performances against Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, you saw those were the games in which they struggled, you know, like a little bit more.
Right.
And what we've seen from Patrick Mahomes in this postseason is an insane ability to take off with the football.
Yeah, he's the leading rusher for his team in the playoffs so far, and I think that he's always been comfortable with it. Now that his knee has gotten a little bit healthier, he's more, I think, apt to take off. But I think that's less scary than him getting outside of the pocket and throwing. Like, I'd almost rather him try to run it for 20 yards because what happens when he buys time against the 49ers specifically, they're not traditionally a man coverage team. But everything turns to man when the quarterback starts to scramble. Like, that's your scramble rules as a defensive back or a linebacker is find the closest guy and stick to him. Everything turns to man at that point, and the 49ers don't have the speed in the secondary. And to be fair to them, no one has the speed in the secondary to run with Mecole Hardman and Tyreek Hill, especially with the arm that Patrick Mahomes has.
The Chiefs are the best deep passing team in the NFL or close to it. The San Francisco 49ers are the best at defending the deep pass in the NFL or close to it. Something has to give. How do you even begin to defend all of those weapons, especially if you're the San Francisco 49ers? You play a pretty simple cover three, a little bit of quarters mixed in there. Do you change it up? What do you do with Richard Sherman?
You have to change it up. You can't survive in cover three. Andy Reid loves four verticals. And with that speed and Patrick Mahomes' arm strength and accuracy, he will eat you alive in the seam with four verts. What it really comes down to is pressure, which is why I think that blitzing is a smart move. You want to make them get rid of the ball quickly and tackle. But you're not going to do it every single time. And if you give him one opportunity, he can make you pay. So you need to get the turnovers when you get those opportunities. And I think they should be more aggressive than they've been and try to force them to get rid of the ball and make tackles.
Yeah, if there's been a weakness in this Niners defense, Dominique, it's been the other side of the field from Richard Sherman. Originally, Kelly Weatherspoon. More recently, they've been playing Emmanuel Mosley at corner. He's been better, but undeniably, that's an area of the field I think the Chiefs would like to target. So much of the performance of the San Francisco secondary depends on the pass rush getting home. And you know, as a former DB, pass rush is a secondary's best friend. A lot of the great statistics we've seen from the secondary are the product of this pass rush being so explosive. A pass rush that turns into a murderer's row when the big four, Dee Ford, DeForest Buckner, Eric Armstead, and Nick Bosa are all on the field. When those four players are playing, their sack ratio, the percentage of dropbacks on which they get to the quarterback, jumps from 6% to 23%. 23% of the time, they're taking the quarterback down. My question to you is, they've been able to get a lot of pressure by just rushing four. Do you think that they'll have success against a Chiefs offensive line? That's probably one of the better offensive lines they've faced.
No, not with just four. I don't think they can be able to stop him. The more I think about it, and the way that you framed that, I think made it very clear in my mind, is I think they're going to have to flush him out. You got to get him to run with the football or get him uncomfortable to get rid of the football, because I do think that the Chiefs offensive line is good enough that they're not just going to get massacred. And then you put on top of it, the Chiefs offense is not one that is killed by a sack. Like most offenses, if you sack them, now it's second and 15 or second and 18. It's over.
It's over.
It's third and 12. It's over. It's not true for the Chiefs offense. So they could get pressure. They could get a sack. And Patrick Mahomes can make a play and overcome that. So I think that the worst thing they could possibly do is believe that their front four is going to be enough to stop this Chiefs offense.
So far this postseason, what we've seen from Patrick Mahomes is a record performance. First quarterback in NFL history to throw for 250 and rush for 50 in consecutive games in a postseason. Do you think he keeps it up? And that's a difficult question because, yes, you can think he'll play well, but we're talking about playing at a historic level.
I think he does keep it up. And I think I've said this a lot, and to the point where people make fun of me, is that he's never had a bad game. And it's one of the most mind-blowing, I guess you can call it a stat, that you see from a guy who's just been starting for 2 years, played in a lot of games, and has never had a bad one. Like, mediocre is the worst that you get out of him. And in the big games, he's been fantastic. He gets 13 touchdowns and no interceptions in his playoff career. And I know it's been said ad nauseum, the only reason why they aren't in the Super Bowl last year is because of someone lining up offside. So, like, I've yet to see him shrivel in the big moment. He only seems to get bigger. And until I see him have a tough outing, I'm going to lean in Patrick Mahomes' favor.
All right, after the break, we're going to talk about the Niners' absolutely terrifying rushing attack and whether the Chiefs can stop it.
The best teams start with great talent. But finding the right people can be a challenge. I mean, just ask the New York Knicks. When it comes to hiring for your business, ZipRecruiter can help you find the right candidates for your team fast, from healthcare to manufacturing to business services and more. And now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 top job sites, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right skills and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply. You can even add screening questions to your job listing so you can filter candidates and focus on the best ones. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, to try ZipRecruiter for free, my listeners can go to ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Dominique, when you were a cornerback in Denver, Mike Shanahan was your coach.
Yeah.
Now his son, Kyle, is in the Super Bowl. What sort of confidence do you have in him and his ability to sort of redeem himself after Super Bowl 51?
I have the utmost confidence in him. I had the good fortune of being around like a historically great coach in Mike Shanahan. Like, his ability to make the best of the talent that he has around him is something that Kyle has taken a bit from him and is taking it to the next level. So I have a tremendous amount of confidence in his ability to set up his guys to succeed.
I want to talk about that rushing attack, because we talked earlier about how Patrick Mahomes is doing things that are unprecedented, but what the Niners are doing on the ground is also unprecedented. I mean, both these offenses are incredibly creative. They both use a ton of pre-snap motion to manipulate defenses. They both use trickery, but I think San Francisco is unique and maybe even more admirable in some ways because Kyle doesn't have Patrick Mahomes
right
on his side. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo has been good this season. At times, he's been great this season. But we saw in the NFC Championship, he's not necessary to this offense. I mean, they ran the ball at about 7 yards per carry, which is mathematically impossible. Lest you think that, you know, Raheem Mostert is actually the best player in the NFL and no one just happened to know, they average nearly 3 yards before contact per rush, which suggests that a lot of their success on the ground was the product of scheme.
Yep.
The Packers didn't have an answer for them. Do you think the Chiefs can find an answer?
I think if the Chiefs find an answer, it's because their offense is scoring enough that they force them out of that situation. So I think the pre-snap motion and the shifts and the ghosts motions, like the purpose of that for the Chiefs is to create advantages and matchups and overloads against pass coverage. The purpose of it for the 49ers is to create leverages that allow them to run the ball, to create mistakes on the defense. If you shift the strength of the formation and not everyone gets that, then there's a gap open. Like, the point of it is it's a little bit less exciting, but somehow it's more interesting how complex it is to find mistakes and to really challenge the opposing team mentally and to put your guys in a position to have success. But the difference is the Chiefs, when they catch you in those breakdowns, it ends up at 6, meaning 6 points. When the 49ers catch you in those, might be 8 yards. And maybe sometimes it's a 50-yard run, but it's less dangerous and less scary.
Do you think we're going to see more from Garoppolo in this game? Like, do you think it's likely that perhaps the Chiefs, you know, commit to stopping the run, maybe more stacked boxes or crowd the line and Jimmy's forced to execute play action?
I mean, the Chiefs did it in their last game. Essentially, they committed to stop the run until they got a big enough lead that forced the Titans to have to pass, and then the game was over. I think that the 49ers won't make the mistake of falling behind early. Kyle Shanahan is a master of play action also, and Jimmy Garoppolo is essentially feasting on play action as far as a quarterback concerned. If you look at his numbers, they're kind of putrid if it's not play action, but it's not a criticism of him necessarily, because they run a tremendous amount of play action. And Kyle Shanahan, I look back at some of his plays, and they have some really, really tricky concepts that they haven't been running recently that I think he's going to pull out. So early on, I think they're going to try to take some big shots so that they don't get in a situation late in the game, because I don't think anyone believes in Jimmy Garoppolo in a shootout against Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, basically everything Kyle Shanahan does is designed to make Jimmy Garoppolo's life easier, whether it's the use of motion to help him diagnose man versus zone or play action to get, you know, these pass catchers in wide open spaces. But the Chiefs defense has actually been pretty good at defending play action, and their pass defense is the strength of the team. So do you think Shanahan might want to cater to the fact that the run defense has been where they struggled?
I absolutely think that he wants to run the ball. And he made the point after the win against the Packers that the reason why he didn't throw the ball was because he didn't have to. So, like,
which is so great.
Yeah, and that's a smart move, and that's growth from where he was in 2016 when they lost that Super Bowl to the Patriots. But I think what they want to do is build up a lead early. I think that's their best path to winning, is build up a lead, force the Chiefs to be one-dimensional, and then try to blitz Patrick Mahomes, hurry him up. He's going to make some plays, but hopefully you get some fumbles, you cause some turnovers, and just create high variance on the other side, on the Chiefs' offense. And I don't think that they want to get in a situation where they're just running the ball, running the ball, running the ball, and then we're like, oh, now we have to pass. They want to pass before they have to pass.
I've changed my mind about who's going to win this game many, many times. Right now, I'm still confused.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to come with something.
I'm not going to put you on the spot and ask you to make a pick. It sounds like, not to put words in your mouth, you believe what I believe, which is both offenses could be very successful in this game.
I actually think that both offenses could be successful, but I do have more respect, I think, for the Chiefs' defense than most people do. One thing that I picked up from the championship game from the Chiefs' defense is that they're pretty disciplined in the secondary, which I think matters. There were a couple trick plays that the Titans put into that game plan that we don't remember because they didn't work. And it's because the corners and the safeties were disciplined and smart. That gives me confidence because I think they're going to commit to stopping the run. But the problem with when you do that is you open up those big play opportunities. If their secondary is as composed as they were in that game, then I think they're golden.
Dominique Foxworth said, Chiefs blowout. Just kidding. That's not what he said.
I'm down with it. I ain't scared of these people.
Well, if you think it's the Chiefs, presumably MVP, Patrick Mahomes, what about if the Niners win?
That's tough.
It's a little more interesting.
Yeah, I think that because they're running back by committee, I don't know if I want to go there. Jimmy G is probably safe. You go with the quarterback. But if they win, I think I'll be more impressed with somebody on the defensive line. Someone would have had 3 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, a tip ball that ended up in an interception, and I guess Bosa, the rookie, is the best player they have right now at that position. So that might be where I would go.
It's a bold pick. Dominique, I'll see you after the game when I'm going through football withdrawal. You know how I get.
You do get. It's kind of scary, but XFL.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you.
Coming up, the one question that none of the guys playing on Sunday have a good answer for.
Whatever you want to protect, nobody has more ways to help keep you safe than ADT, the most trusted name in security. You can customize an ADT security package to help protect your home in a way that works for you and your budget. ADT has HD video doorbells, indoor and outdoor cameras, smart lights, smart locks, smart thermostats, flood sensors, fire and carbon monoxide detectors, all connected to 24/7 monitoring and controlled by the sound of your voice or the ADT app. So help protect your home today with ADT. Learn more at ADT.com/podcast.
Here are a few more stories I want you to know. We're in Miami for Super Bowl week, and we're asking players from both the Chiefs and the 49ers some of the hardest-hitting questions they will get this week. This one is borderline impossible to answer, but I asked it anyways. Would you rather tackle Derrick Henry or go one-on-one with Lamar Jackson in the open field?
One-on-one with Lamar Jackson in the open field because he's my size. I mean, he got speed, I got speed, so it's mano a mano, man on man. May the best man win.
Derrick Henry, I would actually touch him. I wouldn't touch Lamar. No, it'd just be embarrassing. I mean, it might be embarrassing Derrick Henry because he'd probably run over me, but at least I would make contact with him. I could walk away and, you know, like, hey, I touched him and I didn't break my ankle.
That's a good one. I might have to go with Derrick Henry one-on-one. I might have to go kill the engine.
What would be easier?
What would be easier? Derrick Henry.
Why is that?
Lamar, you might get, like, you never know what you're going to get out of him. He's going to trick you, like, shake you, make you look, he might make you look more stupider.
I feel compelled to note for listeners that Derrick Henry is about 3 times this man's size.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Thanks to Javarius Ward, James Winchester, Armani Watts, and Chris LeMans of the Chiefs. Especially Chris LeMans. Sorry for pointing out the size discrepancy there. We, of course, had to pose the same question to the 49ers. Would you rather tackle Derrick Henry or go one-on-one with Lamar Jackson in the open field?
I'd rather tackle Derrick Henry.
Why?
I mean, he big, so I just go low. But Lamar Jackson, she got more shiftiness, so it's open field. It's a lot of space, yeah. And I'm trying to keep my ankles.
Turn into a highlight.
That's
what you're saying.
I can't be a highlight, no.
Okay. I like to challenge myself. I'm gonna say Lamar. Open field, of course. Both of them. I ain't shied away from nobody.
Henry any day. Lamar, I tried to. It didn't work out so well. So he juked me. He juked me out like a lot of people. One of the 9 players on that play.
Thanks again to Jerick McKinnon, Sheldon Day, Marcel Harris, and Anthony Zettel. I'm Annie Kimes, and this has been ESPN Daily. I'll talk to you tomorrow.